This is not a boardwalk at the beach where we can step up to a large frame painted with swimmers in old-fashioned bathing wear from the 1890s. You've seen such things. They have no faces. They're cutouts. So we can step up and place our own face in the opening for fun and photographs to memorialize our vacation. This is not that. It's certainly fun, but it's educational, even as we see if we can mimic the expression of the Delphic Sibyl from the Sistine Chapel in Rome, a space so much in the news this week. Just one of the ways the 69th Fine Arts Fiesta embodies the overall theme, listen to your art. Gary Womelsdorf and Darlene Smith of the Visual Arts Committee paid a visit to the WVIA Benko studio to talk about Fiesta 2025 and what we'll experience from May 15th through the 18th on Public Square.
I want to start by saying it's the 69th annual Fine Arts Fiesta in downtown Wilkes-Barre. I'm the Visual Arts Chairman, and the Sandra Duszewski Maffei Adult Juried Exhibition is one of the highlights of Fiesta, as is the Yellow Zinnia Junior Senior High School Juried Exhibition, and that's grades 6 through 12. And we have many artists that come and submit work. We have out-of-town judges that come in to judge the artwork. And for instance, this year, I had 291 pieces entered by 110 artists, and 176 is in the adult show this year. Now, that's about 20 less than last year, but the amount that was entered is almost the same. The student show is 20 less also. 269 entries from the students, which is from the high schools and some of the teachers that give private instructions, and 269 out of 92 artists, and 203 are in the show this year. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And Gary, it's not just oil paints or watercolors. It's sculpture too, photography.
Both shows have six categories, which is crafts, graphics, painting, photography, sculpture, and watercolor. And there is awards in each category, plus other awards that are donated by local people, local framers, local businesses that are awarded to the artists. I'm amazed how many people come back year after year to see the Fine Arts Fiesta and to be a part of the Fine Arts Fiesta. And those people that come back, they're in their own categories. So many just do drawing. That goes into the graphic category. Photography, of course. And then there's oil painting, which is also acrylic painting if it's on canvas or rigid board. Otherwise, acrylic is on paper, water base, which would be also watercolor and casing.
Does the Wyoming Valley Art League have a separate exhibit?
Yes, they do. They man their own tent. There is a large tent with them also, absolutely. They've been with us for many, many years, too.
Were you a teacher, Gary?
I was a teacher for 35 years, elementary art.
And why is it important for students to have the opportunity to show like this?
I think they need to show their abilities, because a lot of times some of the schools, these programs are so small, but some of those students are not small. They're talented, and they need some exposure. Our poster this year, which is also our T-shirt design, is from Molly Mae Simcoe, and our theme this year was Listen to Your Art, and there are many different designs of paintbrush, a palette, a pencil, and a pen inside a heart, and then that heart is coming out of an old-fashioned radio.
Three cheers, Molly. You remember what a radio is.
Our posters are all over downtown Wilkes-Barre and vicinity.
Will you introduce Darlene to us?
Darlene Smith is also here. She's also on the board of directors of the Fiesta. And she's been working on an art history project, which is kind of new for us this year. This is going to be amazing. Darlene.
It's a new dimension added to our exhibits and itinerary. It is called The Portrait and the Human Figure, A Walk in Art History. It's presented to the public by the board of Fine Arts Fiesta. And the brochure asks the question, As the artist sees us, how do we see ourselves? And so what we have shown in the installations that will be on the square, that will be around the square in no particular order, are some of the very famous works of art that you will relate to and others that maybe you don't know about. But they are all agents of change. Each one is an agent of change. It made something happen in art, or it is the product of something that happened in art. And so we have 20 installations. And the nice thing is that you and your children will be able to be interactive with them. Many of them, the portraits, have the faces cut out. They're exhibited also in their entirety, but they have their faces cut out so that you can become the Mona Lisa if you'd like. You can become the girl with the pearl earring, or you could become the boy in the red vest by Cézanne. It's going to be really wonderful. Along with that, there is a magnificent printed brochure that gives you a little blurb about each one of the exhibits, just a little blurb that tells you about the artist, about the period in which it was created, and what maybe that agent of change was.
And it's not just an educational offering, Darlene, is it? It will be a whole lot of fun with selfies galore. Of course, people will want to try to imitate Mona Lisa's smile, but they will probably be interacting with them, maybe staging little playlets, do you think?
I'm expecting, yes, I really am. If you read the first one that deals with Egyptian art, at the end of it, it talks about the Egyptian pose and how you strike that pose, and then it challenges you to try it yourself.
And so you have an information booth. Is that where we get the brochures?
That is where the brochures will be, yes. And we do have an office for Fine Arts Fiesta on Public Square.
It is 60 Public Square, Suite 1. We're finally having an office.
Right down on ground level. I mean, people will be able to walk across the street and come on in and, right, and visit. And there will be one of the Arts Around the Town exhibits in the Fine Arts Fiesta office.
To introduce the office,
yeah,
to the public. What I want to add is the setup of this art history walk, mm-hmm, is the 14th of May, which is that Wednesday. We're always looking for volunteers to help because the artwork goes up, that this installation goes up, the food people are moving in, the crafts people are moving in. We're always looking for volunteers because Fiesta this year is May 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Gary Womelsdorf and Darlene Smith of the Visual Arts Committee speaking with us about the 69th Fine Arts Fiesta in downtown Wilkes-Barre, running May 15th through the 18th. 4 full days of art, music, dance, and more. For more information, on the web, fineartsfiesta.org. Free face painting, Tucker's Puppeteers and Musical Entertainment, the Children's Art Workshop, You Are the Artist, Mother Goose, Flossie the Clown, Fiesta's Favorite Mime. There's a family activity center with make and take projects. A walk in art history, as we heard. Try a drumming circle, throw some pottery, much more. See you at Fiesta, that's the byline. FineArtsFiesta.org for more information.